think the disappointing part on top of the result is that you scored three against a team with a brilliant defensive record like Bowes, and you still get well beaten. And that's our defending wasn't Premier Division defending. In fact, it wasn't First Division defending. And fair play to Bowes, they ran out comfortable winners despite the fact we scored three against them.
Was a bit of a lack of concentration maybe, because the two goals that you conceded came straight after you scored as well?
Yeah, we probably had a question mark on the second goal. We felt Killian McAleer was fouled at outside right here by Paddy Kirk. We need to see it again. The linesman flagged it. The referee overruled it and they went down and scored. But we got back into the game. Rafa Kutera got a great goal at the start of the second half. But the third goal killed us. Tony got caught in the ball. Tony McNamee, Mandrew took it off him and we fouled. But Mandrew is a great three kicking him, but probably that wasn't one of these better ones. But it still went in, and they sent it off, and there on there was only one winner from that point on, you know.
Yeah, and when you come to a place like Daly Mount Park, where the home team have such a good record, and you can see it after 40 seconds, does the game plan sort of go out the window there and then, or how do you react to that?
We reacted well. We got back into it from a throw and scored in a couple of minutes, about 3 minutes. You know what I mean? We couldn't have reacted any better. It was the third goal that killed us, the free kick, and we really didn't recover from that. That's not to say we'd have won the game or got a draw of the game, but it certainly quickened up the process of who was going to win, and you can't defend like that. For any of the goals, bar the first goal, I think we made maybe four mistakes for the four latter goals. That's not taking anything away from Bowes. They could have scored a lot more than weren't mistakes, to their credit. But I can't defend like that and expect to stay in the division, you know.
And what did you think of Killian McAleer's red card? Was it deserved? Or?
I know that the first yellow card was... It's like, from my point of view, he complained about that he was fouled here. We felt Paddy Kirk should have got the yellow card. That's not me in any manner complaining as regards the opposition. I feel in this league you either book from the first minute to the 90th minute or you don't book at all. And we had a situation last Friday where Rath Cotero was booked in the wrong. And to be fair to the referee, it doesn't always happen. To his credit, he brought it to my attention in the car park in the Brandywell and wrote it in his report. And we brought it to the attention of the powers that be in the FEI, but it was still ignored. And he now serves a suspension because he's hit the yellow cards as well. I just feel it's not so much the criticism of the officials. I just feel that when an official makes a mistake and admits it, I think it should be listened to. But that's for another day.
Yeah, and especially for a squad like Finn Harps, which is short at the best of times, to be getting suspensions like that, it's obviously disappointing.
Well, Keenan got the first yellow card and he shouldn't have had, although we conceded a goal from it. Leave that to me or to Paul Hegarty, that whinging. But certainly the yellow card last Friday night still weighs heavily with me in the manner that the FAI dealt with it, or indeed in the manner that they didn't deal with it.
And Dundalk's up next, so it definitely doesn't get much easier for Finn Harps from
absolutely
here on.
Absolutely not, no. Look, come here. We're down a few bodies. It looks like Keith will be out. Obviously, Keenan's going to be out. But we'll go on and enjoy it. It's bringing been in the division, but we're not going to stay in it if we defend like we defended there. And stuff that we were good at, we weren't as good attacking-wise. We didn't score a goal. We did. We scored a goal up here once in about the last 5 years. We scored three tonight and still get comfortably beaten because offensively we're very disappointed. And that's probably where and why we are at the bottom of the table.
Yeah, and Keith was getting a bit of treatment there at the end. Is it a head injury, or do you know what's wrong with him at this stage?
Yeah, to be fair to the Bohemians doctor, she was excellent, as was the ambulance staff. But he's okay now. He took a knock on Monday night and needed stitches. He reopened the wound here in the first half, and to his credit, he played on. And he just felt the pressure rather at the end of the game, and he kept going till the end. And he basically needed a little bit of attention, but he's alert. He's good. He's with us in there, and please God, we need him, and we need everybody else available to us too.